Coming up is Ali Mosley from Sky Racing. Ali, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Well, just on that, I'm pretty sure a camel would not fit in my horse load.
I agree, Ali.
I don't know where they would...
Have you ever seen camel racing before, Ali, or not?
Not in the flesh, no.
No. But you've seen it on TV or something.
Yeah, I've seen it on TV. I'm not adverse to seeing it, though. I think it'd be quite fun.
Well, we got a text message this morning saying there's a race in Saudi Arabia worth $31 million.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we also found out you can buy a camel for $5 million.
Yes.
Oh, this is all too much.
Yeah, this is. Yeah. That's,
we thought we'd pick one up for about $3,000 and ship him over and put him in the race.
Thank you, mate.
We just worked out we can't do that.
Far out.
Trying to control these two.
I want to know how you travel. I want to know how you tow your camel. That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I got no
idea.
That's
not a truck, surely.
Yeah, you'd have
a big truck too, because they're so tall.
So now we need a truck.
Well, then we'd have to get a plane. This is getting expensive.
Shinzo, how much is Shinzo worth now, Ali?
A lot of money. It'll be wrapped in cotton wool now, I'm sure. But they certainly did the right thing there, didn't they? They had it all organised, all in hand. I think I certainly questioned whether, you know, bringing Ryan Moore was the right idea or the wrong idea. I think sometimes it can be a little bit of a what's the word? You know, a little bit overkill probably. When I think we've got great jockeys here too, but it obviously paid off, and all credit to them and Chris Waller for training his first Golden Slipper winner.
Yeah, a fantastic effort. I'll tell you what, Enemo again did it tough, but again just proved what a superstar he is.
He did, and I've seen, you know, what social media is like. I loved watching social media on Monday morning and everyone, you know, being post-race critics. It's my favourite thing. But, you know, I know a lot of people said two things, whether Animo will beat Dubai Honor now as they both head towards the Queen Elizabeth, and that will be, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's a showdown, and I think Animo will step up to the task. I think Dubai Honor was obviously very impressive, and these European weight for age horses have a lot on ours, but that's not to suggest that he's better than Animo. I think he was against a much weaker class, so I'm very, very excited to see the clash between the two. And I think James's ride from where he'd drawn on Animo, re-watching it, you know, it was sort of all that he could do on it anyway. And I think he gave him a great ride, and it just proved how versatile of a galloper he is. He does everything he needs to, but just enough, and he knows where the line is. So I'm just excited to see them clash in, 3 weeks' time, I think?
Yeah. And, Ali, I'm sure you found a way to celebrate with the Hayes camp after Mr. Brightside won the All-Star Mile at Moonee Valley.
We did. We actually went to dinner at Nino's, which apparently is a bit of a... I've never been there before, but it's apparently where Bart Cummings and CS used to go after they'd won big races up here. So it was a bit of a momentous occasion, albeit it's not a Group One. It was still very exciting, and they're really good mates of mine. So it was really, really exciting to have them here, obviously. After the slipper... And Little Bros and Arkansas Kid had probably run a little bit further back than they had hoped or thought. So to then see them and everything they'd been through in the last 18 months sort of rebuilding after David left, it was such a thrill. And I did not think Mr. Brightside would win at all. So really exciting for them.
It was also good to see Tyler Schilly get his first Group 1.
Oh, so proud. And it shows you the camaraderie as well when all the, you know, he crossed the line and all the boys were congratulating him. I know Reese was one of the first to run out and give him a big hug. And I think it just shows that while they're all really competitive here in Sydney, and I think we've got the best jockey room in the world, and we've obviously got great young riders coming through, the likes of Tyler and Reese Jones and Tom Sherry, but I just think it shows how much they really genuinely care for each other, and so proud of him. He really deserves it. I think he's second on the premiership ladder at the moment behind James, so giving it a bit of a shake-up, who knows?
Who are you following out of the meeting? Heading towards, of course, not far away from the championships.
Yeah, very exciting. So I'm going to follow Levante. I thought it was just outstanding in defeat in the George Ryder. She covered about a metre less during the running than Animo, yet her times were comparable to the champ. So I'm going to call him the champ. I know everyone keeps bandying around the world champ and whether we should or shouldn't be allowed to, but I'm calling him one, so I'll roll with it. She was one of only two horses on the day to break 33 seconds for their final 600. The other, how's this, being Key Largo in the Group 1 Galaxy. Just going to be really hard to beat, I think, in the Queen of the Turf Stakes on April 8th. So that is wouldn't say the second week of the champs this year, I think. I'll also follow Dashing Legend, who I think was a forgive run in the Derby in Munro. They just went way too fast early in the race that was set up for backmackers, and she chased the hot speed. And it just didn't set up for those on pace. And then I think out of that, Netuno deserves a mention because she stuck on well. And in the slipper, we have to follow King's Gambit. He was so game in defeat. He covered so much territory. I know how confident the Snowdens were going into the race with him. I'm not sure if he'll press on for the sires now, but that performance should suggest that there would be a roll at the dice for it. And then hopefully we can see him settle because, you didn't by any means have to be a mounting yard analyst to realise, you know, he was falling apart in the yard. He was an absolute lather. And then when he got behind the barriers, he just, got worse. So if he can settle, maybe needs that cooler day just to keep his temperature down. And it was particularly hot there on Saturday, so a lot of the horses just weren't handling it. So if he can handle it and they press on, I think he'll be mighty hard to beat in the sires.
Thank you, Ali.
Thanks, guys. Good luck with the camel racing.